BlogTalkRadio.com.
Thank you so much for your magical world for strange shows with your host, Super Saiyan Mandel Brothers. Weird voice from America Missy. Also, maybe including cartoon characters, Crazy Kid Loving Jackie Face, Grumpy Farmer Skin Color Allergic Spark Person, and many of our happy, fun, blind peoples. Aussie German of Raw begins. Now!
Good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Raw Post Show live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I didn't hear that clip before we went on air. That was pretty good. Anyway.
Gotta love Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah, we did a lot more of them up on that Raw tonight. Anyway, this is the special... Terrific. Raw Post Show live on All Talk Radio Network. I'm Sir Rockin', joined by the man who's getting paid to do this, Mr. Money Money. Yeah, yeah, the nice thing.
Yeah, I can call myself Money on the mic and actually fucking mean it because I get paid for this shit.
Ha! Ooh, shot number one. Anyway, we were supposed to be joined by Jackie Feist, but she can't figure out how to work Skype.
She broke it.
She broke her Skype. And don't get Tim to fix it because it'll never get fixed.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Hey, everyone in the chat room. This is, we're going to be talking about Muppets. Muppets, and more Muppets.
Muppets!
It was great. The Muppets were great.
How could you not have a great show when you've got the Muppets on board?
Well.
We got exactly what we wanted. We got confirmation on rumors. And... yeah, it was pretty awesome.
It was a pretty awesome show tonight, but, you know, there's other creative teams that could fuck up the Muppets.
Yeah, they could have gone to TNA. In which case, Kermit the Frog would be your new World Heavyweight Champion.
Oh, he was great tonight. Oh my god, Kermit the Frog was great. Testing, 1, 2, I think it's working now.
This will be the part where you speak, Jackie.
Apparently not. We'll try. We're trying. Anyway.
The world of internet podcasting, gotta love it.
It's awesome. No, you don't.
There we go. We'll be cute.
I'm so sorry. I think I got it now.
You're good. There we go. It's there, everyone. It's Jackie Feist, you know, the person who wants to totally learn how to do the Hell's Gate.
Yes, that has now become a very high priority.
So she can put it on Paul Bearer. Anyway.
Oh God.
No, it's oh yes, not oh God. That's not his.
Oh line. Oh yes, you're right. I'm sorry. Now I'm gonna.
Oh yes.
I don't know if I could put on a man who has a higher pitch voice than I do. That would just be creepy.
That's the idea of the character.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I stand corrected. You're right.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. We're here to talk about Muppets and everything Monday Night Raw. If you have the guts, call in 267-297-1397 and talk to us because we're lonely people.
It's the only reason why we're doing this show.
I'll say that's why we're home on a Monday night.
Yes. on Halloween night. We're here doing a podcast.
Indeed.
This is my second. Anyway, not going to go there on the show. But Mace, they took a page out of our playbook last night with a pre-recorded open.
Yeah. Quite surprising, The Rock live via videotape.
I know, right? It's hard to smell what you're cooking over Memorex.
The Rock showed up via satellite, via videotape, high to the United Kingdom. Anyway, on Raw, it opened with The Rock basically saying, oh, hell no, he's not going to team up. But then again, he's going to do it for the people.
Suddenly he's reverting, well, he's decided to morph himself into Rikishi.
Yeah, pretty much.
He did it for the people. He did it for The Rock.
Pretty much.
Is he going to find a way to wrestle by satellite, or is he actually going to show up at Survivor Series?
No. It'll be exactly like I told you on Twitter. It's going to be the match played out on WWE 12 that they're just going to project over the Titantron.
Right, that's...
Put him in via hologram in the ring.
Why not? Well, yeah. We've seen a spotlight get in the ring in our age.
I mean, it's not like he ever cares to at least show up for something.
He will be in 2 weeks for the Rock whatever Raw show it's called. I forget it already.
He is going to actually show up.
He's going to show up for the... It's Raw Gets Rocked. 3-hour Raw special on... I guess that's the 14th? So the 14th of November.
He's got one hell of a show to, like, try and follow up.
He really, really does. And
The Rock has to top the Muppets. He can't do it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the Muppets were good today.
The Muppets were good, and we'll get to them in a second. But we started out the night after The Rock said he's going to team up with John Cena, which everyone knew. We had Mark Henry versus CM Punk.
Yay, Punker. Wakes me up out of the rock-induced coma.
Wouldn't call it a match, really. It went 2.5 minutes, but I guess that's how you keep Mark Henry looking strong and not have CM Punk lose clean. And, you know, Mark Henry lose clean, it's, you know, they got out of it somehow.
Over the last few weeks, they don't really seem to care much anymore about making Mark Henry look strong.
No, not particularly, no. Kind of, you know, blowing the whole idea of him being the world's strongest man and having a monster push, but it's WWE booking. Everything has to be even Stevens. But poor Ricardo. He seems to get beat up every single week.
That's the point of a lackey.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy, too.
I know it's the point, but still, he's getting destroyed every single week. But at least his, you know, bruises are healing somewhat.
Yeah, the bruise on his eye, I bet you that got him some sympathy with the chicks, though. That was a nasty bruise. Did you guys see that?
Yep, it really was a nasty, nasty bruise. Good job on the marketing, the makeup department.
Right.
They really know how to accentuate the bruising. But then, folks, we had the Muppets.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's guest stars on Monday Night Raw can be seen in the new movie, The Muppets, which opens in theaters everywhere November 23rd. Please welcome at this time, The Muppets, Kermit the Frog, and Miss Piggy!
The original diva.
That's true.
I just wanted to say how honored.
It's me.
What the? What
was
that? What was that? Oh no! Oh no!
What?
Oh my goodness!
Excuse me.
Yeah.
It was bad enough that Hugh Jackman took over our show. Now we have to share our airtime with a bunch of livestock.
Livestock?
What?
It ain't easy being green.
Yeah?
How about it ain't easy being a plate of frog legs? Now, why don't you and your girlfriend get off this stage before I start craving a ham sandwich, waka waka?
Why don't you make us Frankenstein? Hold it. Listen, everybody. Listen. What Piggy actually meant to say, Mr. Swagger, is we understand and we don't want any trouble from you or your mother.
What?
What did I say?
Excuse me!
This is bizarre.
Wait!
Okay, everybody here is officially excused.
Oh, good. Good.
Hey, Jack Swagger. If I were you, I would not be picking on Kermit the Frog or the beautiful Miss Piggy or any other of our Muppet friends. You see, if I were you, I would be warming up.
Oh. Warming up?
You see, I've just been informed by Mr. John Laryngitis that you have the opportunity to go to the ring tonight at Sharp Steels.
Yeah?
Against me.
Woo. Oh, yeah, that's terrific. Hey, good luck, Santini.
Can it, Frog?
What are you doing?
You see, I don't care about that, Santino. I'm a former world heavyweight champion, a Division I All-American, and I'm going to have Dolph Ziggler in my corner.
That's what you think. You think you're going to have Dolph Ziggler, but you're not going to have Dolph, because Dolph Ziggler has a one-on-one match of his own tonight.
What?
Against Zack Ryder.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know it.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Is he a cowboy or a pirate?
Hi there, Kelly.
Come back here!
Yeah, come back!
Come back here! Well, come back here!
Miss Piggy and Kelly and Divas everywhere! A special Divas Halloween!
There we go. That was the opening bit for, Raw tonight. Apparently Kelly kissed the frog and she liked it. I don't know.
I'm not going to say anything.
I was more amused by the fact that she was trying to dress up like Trish Stratus so she looked like somebody with talent.
And then she didn't even pull it off very well either.
No, not at all.
She went, as funny as the whole thing was, that your mother thing, oh my God, that was hilarious.
Oh, that was that was good stuff.
Boom.
That was only matched by Sheamus and Beaker.
Which we'll get to in a few minutes.
But yeah, we got the Santino moments. We knew we were gonna get at least one of those somewhere.
Yeah.
Is this the first time anyone on the WWE roster actually referred to him as Laryngitis on the screen? I mean, how long have we been doing that?
Huh.
No, I think Punk's done it once in a promo.
I think so. I think he did it last week.
Okay.
Yeah. I just like the look on Santino's face when he comes out. He comes out, looks over at the table that's got Miss Piggy and Kermit, and he's the big ass grin, and he just goes, "Yes!" And then charges over like he does. See, now, if the Muppets were still on today, Santino would be the type of guy they'd have on for a guest.
Yeah.
Right.
Just that over-the-top, wacky personality that fits so well with that show. God damn it. He needs a spot in the movie. Cameo. Sure, it comes out in a couple of weeks, but put him in there somewhere. Go, quick, rewrite.
Rewrite, you know, get him in there.
Well, he was supposed to have his own sitcom at some point, but that disappeared.
Well, they have a whole network coming.
Oh, yeah. They'll have a whole section. Our failed outside productions.
First movie up, The Marine 2.
I'd say it'd be the reunion from the reaction that's been getting.
That too. We had that interaction, and then we had a battle royal apparently for the number one contendership for the Divas Championship.
Oh, God.
That was...
But it was a costume contest. But
at least no one eliminated themselves this time.
Right, yeah.
But it might have been an improvement.
Yeah, maybe. I did get a slight chuckle out of the Bella Twins dressed up as Mario and Luigi, though.
That was the only, you know, good costume of them all, I think.
Eve's looked good, but then again, it's Eve, so supposedly that's her whole job profile. Look good!
And how appropriate that Eve was dressed up as someone else's sidekick.
Yeah, there was no Batman. I'm very disappointed. If you're gonna have somebody dressing up as Robin, you gotta have Batman.
True.
I'll be sure it's not we're gonna see Kelly dressed up as Batman.
I was surprised we didn't see her dressed up as Supergirl.
I think that's the most clothing she's worn on TV in a long time.
I think it's the most amount of clothes she's worn on TV in a long time.
Okay, I'm done. I'm sorry.
Why? I like this.
Keep it going. It's all good. You can take as many shots as Kelly that you want tonight. It's all good.
Well, I feel better now. I'm just that someone brought that up on Twitter, and I thought that was kind of appropriate. I mean, we have Eve dressed up as someone else's sidekick, someone else's backy. Kelly actually wearing clothes. The Bellas. I don't know. I wasn't as taken by the Mario and Luigi outfit. It would have been better there with what's his face dressed up as Bowser, Rose Clay.
But he debuts next week.
Yeah, and wow, what a lot of build-up for a guy who is sloppy as shit.
I know.
I'm sorry, I watched this guy on NXT, and I'm like, yeah, he's got the big bulky look that these guys are obviously, you know, love in wrestling, but his talent is next to nothing.
And if I'm not mistaken, hasn't he been off TV just to film a movie or something, so it's not like he's been... training or anything, at least not that I'm aware of. Dude looks like a giant egg with arms and legs. Oh, I mean, if that's the case, I mean, whatever. It's interesting how there was like nothing for him for months, and then he left, and all of a sudden it's like this huge thing to bring him back.
Yeah, and they're bringing him back on Raw of all things, where it would have been better off to put him on SmackDown, where, you know, you can push him to try and be a contender for Mark Henry. Because, you know, they got to run the big bull gauntlet at some point. They're already starting with the Big Show, which means at some point we're going to get Taker and Kane, and then you might as well go Brutus to kill it off.
Does he look like King Hippo to anyone else?
Oh, yeah.
There is talk of having...
That was a day one comparison.
Yeah, there's talk of having him be on both shows at this point when he first debuts. So you might get him on SmackDown as well. Don't ask me why, yeah. But that's the talk. The talk among...
That doesn't really bother me. I don't watch SmackDown.
I don't think... Well, I can't say that. The ratings have really gone up lately. In the last few weeks for Monday Night Raw. I'm trying to find a tweet. Karma made a tweet about Miss Piggy's outfit. Saying it look kind of familiar to her.
Oh, yeah.
That I don't get. Obviously, I've missed the reference.
Me too, but I guess she was saying it looked like her. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, moving on to...
I remember somebody doing a tweet saying, I think it was one of the Raw crew who said that Miss Piggy's outfit looked a bit low cut for a PG television show. Because, you know, that's a great image to have in your mind. Pig boobs.
Oh, that's the one thing we didn't talk about in the first segment. They go chest to chest, Vicky and Miss Piggy.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I was waiting for Vicky to take the big Shawn Michaels backwards bump.
Oversell.
Just oversell it.
I was more impressed with the CM Punk chapstick remark. I mean, it's not that I think there was anything wrong with it. It was great. It's just, I'm surprised they let him get away with that.
Punk gets away with a lot of things.
True.
And we now move on to our next Muppet segment.
Oh, Beaker, I'm so glad you're here. Now, this new Muppet Labs energy drink I created is scientifically guaranteed to provide speed, power, agility, and fresher smelling breath. But you must get it to Santino right away. Scoot.
Hey, watch where you're going. Oh, look, a Muppet. I heard you guys were here on Raw. Where are you headed to? Well, what's the hurry, huh? Oh, you'd rather deliver this drink than stand here and talk to me. Is that what you're saying? No, it's all right. Hey, relax. You know what? I think I'm doing you a favor here, buddy. Whoops. Sorry about that. Better luck next time, nerd.
Is there a problem here, fella?
No problem. No problem at all.
I didn't think so. How are your answer? How's it going? Oh, afraid I can't make the family reunion this year. Oh, man. Listen, do me a favor, will you? Please tell Aunt Reese I said hello, yeah? You're a good man, you're a good man. Great to see you. Oh, what? Perfect.
Awesome.
We were expecting interaction. We weren't expecting the family reunion line.
No. No, we weren't. But that was great.
It's not like everyone's not been making that joke, I mean, ever since Seamus first started on TV. But to be frank, I didn't think we'd ever see it. We'd actually see it. So that was great.
Yeah. I like the bit right at the end where he actually like moves Beaker's hair up to resemble his own. I thought we were going to get robbed of that moment when he ran into in the Christian.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, come on, don't make that the interaction. Where's Seamus? Just do it, god damn it.
And they gave it to us right on cue, and it was perfect.
Yeah.
It was
so perfect. Who knew Beaker was Irish? That explains the meep meep meep, though. Can't understand a thing he says. after what? How many years the Muppets been around?
Oh, God.
I think it's something like, what, 30, 40 or something years?
Something like that.
My aunt actually tells stories about watching that show when she was babysitting me when I was 2 or 3 years old, and I'm, you know, by your guys' standards, I'm very old, so that should tell you something.
No, very old is Tim.
Yeah, very old is Tim. 1954.
Oh wow, yeah, I'm not quite that bad. I'm 1980, so.
Shit, so what are we at? Nearly 60 years.
Jumping ahead, but yeah, we'll go with that.
Yes. Well,
rounding up.
Yeah, well, yeah. Give it another couple of years and it'll be 50. 60. Whatever.
Get off my lawn. I hear that.
Get stuck in your head. Awesome. So yeah, we had that interaction with the Muppets. Then we moved on to we had a match. Apparently with this.
Yeah, which they could have closed the show right there and then I'd be happy.
Yeah, they
Beaker and Seamus show over, that's it.
Right, no, could, yeah. We had a match between the newly formed team of Wade Barrett and Cody Rhodes taking on Evan Bourne and Kofi Kingston, which saw Cody Rhodes and Wade Barrett defeat Evan Bourne and Kofi Kingston in, I guess, a decent match for, tag team standards.
I really didn't pay attention to the match.
It was just, a match. It was there, but I don't know why you had Cody Rhodes and Wade Barrett beat your tag champs in there. Some of that doesn't make any sense, but I guess maybe they're the number one contenders. But then again, Miz and R-Truth beat them on SmackDown, so.
Yeah, so you'll find it'll be completely different made-up tag team getting the next title shot.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's how Air Boom came to be together. It's like, are you doing anything? Are you doing anything? No? All right, you're a tag team.
Yeah, but not everybody can have the success of, Michaels and Jannetty were originally going way back, were just two guys they threw together and said, okay, you're now the Rockers. And they became a successful tag team. It's the same with, James Storm and Robert Roode. You guys have got nothing. You're now Beer Money. All of a sudden, they take off, and now they're absolutely fucking buried. But that's another story.
That's another story.
These screw together tag teams work probably once every blue moon. And to be honest, the Kofi Kingston and Bourne tag team don't fucking work.
Well, when you go all the way back,
you
go back all the way. Like one example of that of a team that at least seemed thrown together, in my opinion, was like the Acolytes. For what reason you would have put those two together, I have no idea. But in that case, it worked. I don't know. I wasn't feeling it today with Cody Rhodes.
To be honest, that didn't work in the beginning when they were the Acolytes. When they became
the APA,
and all they did was sit around, drink, and beat the crap out of people, that's when it started working because they were just themselves.
Oh, dude, that reminds me. I have to tell you guys about that. Okay, so Bradshaw used to live in East Texas, and I actually used to live over there too. And I lived in Tyler, Texas, where I managed a restaurant. And he used to come into our restaurant every once in a while. And he came through one time. I was a manager, but I sent some kid on drive-thru on break, and I was running the drive-thru. He came through, and he ordered something and paid with a 20 and asked for his change back in all ones. And this is when they were doing their APA gimmick. And I was like, sure. I was trying with everything I had to not spaz out about the fact that I was sitting there. He's in this huge black truck. So I gave him his change and all one. He goes, thank you very much. I'm like, no, I understand. Beer money. That was one of the most awesome things that's ever happened to me when Bradshaw came through my drive-thru.
At least it wasn't later when he was JBL. Then he'd have to pull up in the limo and all you'd be hearing in your head is...
Yeah. Right?
There was something you said about, JBL... Bradshaw going through your drive-thru and him giving you money. Anyway, moving on, he says.
At least it's not Jim Cornette and a Dairy Queen.
We had another little Muppet interaction. Before we get to that, we had...
Wow.
I forgot one thing. We had a really pointless run-in from Christian. That came out of nowhere.
Yeah, they pretty much sent Christian out there so Sheamus could make the save, and that sort of ties their feud into something.
Yeah, their feud continues. The Sheamus music reminded me of that. So now back to the Muppet segment.
That was crazy!
What?
Brutal!
What?
Terrific!
What?
Wow, you're really into the show.
What?
Well, great. We've gone from Stone Cold to someone who was born in the Stone Age.
What?
Mm.
The first appearance of Tim Stein and Alan Wojcik on Monday Night Raw.
Pretty much. And as usual, they'll take a certain phrase or a certain situation and they make it seem relevant to those two characters, which has always been a great trademark of the Muppet writers. Because, come on, the WWE wouldn't have wrote that shit for him.
Of course not.
Or else it would have been stupider.
Yeah.
Plus, it's Stantler and Waldorf. Those guys could say anything and it'd be fucking hilarious.
Pretty much. Then we go backstage to Punk talking with Johnny Ace about, you know...
Johnny Laryngitis.
Yes, Johnny Laryngitis. About a possible title shot, and the only way Punk can now get it is Del Rio says yes. But he had a...
But at the same time, he wanted to know what he could do for him. Carry his bags, ride a skateboard through some flaming hoops or something.
Another skateboard reference. Gotta love it. So that led to Big Show taking on Alberto Del Rio in the longest matchup of the evening.
Yeah, it was a bit long. It sort of lost my attention about halfway through.
Kind of dragged.
Like, I tuned out where old Del Rio jumped up and tried to put Big Show in a sleeper. I turned back and Big Show's laying on his back. I'm like, oh, okay, so they're doing the knock the legs out and he'll do well.
Yeah. Big Show won with the punch, I believe.
Yeah, that was nice.
Though the chokeslam is now losing its luster.
Yeah, not a big fan of that. I'd rather the punch be like some sort of setup to the chokeslam.
But
even though, sure, a standard Big Show punch when he actually throws them, yeah, it'd knock anybody out.
Right.
But there's still the old school majesty of the chokeslam, how well he has done it throughout the years.
Right.
But then again, you also take a look at guys like The Undertaker and Kane who have used the chokeslam as a setup maneuver. So they're sort of saying, yeah, the chokeslam, it's great for a setup. But it can't compare to a punch.
What are they calling Big Show's punch these days?
The WMD.
There you go.
At least it's not the power of the punch.
God.
Then that led to, well, Mr. Pipebomb coming back to the ring and, well, trying to get Alberto to say yes.
Amigo, comprende! Comprende, can you hear me? Alberto, I need you to comprehend this. I know you're a little discombobulated right now, but I need you to process what's about to happen to you. What's about to happen to you is I'm going to ask you a question. It's a simple yes or no answer, but I have a feeling that you're going to say yes, because prior to me asking you this question, I'm going to twist you into a pretzel with a move that I like to call the Anaconda Vice. See? Are you with me? Can you hear me? And I'm not going to let go until you say yes or C to giving me my match at Survivor Series.
Can I have a match at Survivor Series? You have your match, Marco!
I think he said it. I think he said you have your match.
He said yes! He said yes!
I dare you. You're killing me. In case you didn't hear.
Oh, CM Punk. Pipe bomb blew up there on him.
In case you didn't hear, he said yes. I'll see you at Survivor Series, amigo.
So now we have ourselves another the WWE title match at Survivor Series.
I thought it was going to be a WWE wedding the way he was going on about it.
I know. He said yes.
He said yes. Yeah, that's the same reaction I thought too. God, yeah.
And he shouldn't be using words like what was it?
Discombobulate.
Discombobulate.
You don't like those $5 university words there, Jackie?
Well, it's just... That particular word has always annoyed me, but I mean, like 90% of the, it's one of those words I know what it means, but I can't say it. But how much, what percentage of the audience is going to know that it's just another meaning for disoriented?
I say about 25%.
Right.
So CM Punk gets his match, but apparently, I guess, just with Big Show winning, does that get him a title shot in the future? I can't follow WWE logic, but...
That would make sense, so I say no.
Yeah, it makes... Yeah. These days, you know...
Sense, logic. The writer all, needs not these things.
Yeah.
Isn't that one of your rules, mate?
Yeah, true, but it seems to be broken quite often in the world of wrestling these days.
Yeah. So now think about it. The U.S. champion, the tag champ, and the WWE champion all lost tonight on Raw.
Wow.
Strong night for the champions.
Mm-hmm.
But then, more Muppets!
It's sure
here we are backstage at Raw.
Yeah.
Have you seen the size of these guys? They're like walking apartment buildings.
I know.
I saw one guy with his own zip code.
Well, you know, they are impressive looking, but I could be a WWE champ if I just put my mind to it.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, how hard could it be?
Excuse me?
Huh? Oh, hi, Vicky.
Hi, guys.
I was just telling Fozzie how easy it would be for me to be a WWE champ.
He's just joking. Aren't you, Gonzo?
No.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Nice knowing you, Gonzo. Oh.
What are you doing? Oh, is this necessary?
Tell your friends, if anyone want to get involved in our match later, same thing can happen to them.
Yes, sir. Whatever you say. I kind of like my short, stubby arms the way they are. Gonzo, are you okay?
Are you kidding? How did those guys know I needed an adjustment?
Good stuff.
So why is it every time there's a guest, they always get involved in some kind of a promo with Vicky and Dolph? It's always them. It was them with Hugh Jackman.
Because they find amusement in this?
Did you guys find amusement in it?
About as much as I would a standard Fuzzy and Gonzo sketch. It's amusing, but it could have been better.
At least it's not them, you know, with the Bella Twins.
Yeah, it's true.
Mm.
At least, you know, Bella Twins hung around all the guest hosts for a while. At least it's not the Bella Twins.
Yeah, absolutely.
In a sort of semi-unrelated note, I was like a millimeter off of winning the horse race pool at work. God damn it!
Aw.
I'm sorry.
But, like, literally a millimeter. The Melbourne Cups just happened down here, which is the reason I have the day off today. And the horse that I drew in the work pool came in second by, like, a millimeter. It's ridiculous how close these photo finishes get.
Wait a minute. You got to stay home from work for a race?
Yep.
Dude, I'm moving to Australia right now.
It only happens once a year.
That's like us getting a take off work for the Super Bowl or something.
Yeah, we don't get the day off for the football, unfortunately.
Damn.
But for a horse race, yeah, we get the day off.
Nice.
Alright. Moving back to Monday Night Raw. They show some, you know, fans in costumes, and hey, there was Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, and it was interesting to hear Lawler's comments at that point.
That's kind of scary.
He laughed, and that's the scariest thing he's ever seen, or something like that.
Nice shot.
I can't believe they put that on TV. Well, seriously.
Well, they did it for the shot at Hogan. Brother.
Brother, 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 brother.
Brother. And then we then move to Santino Morella versus Jack Swagger with special guest Timekeeper.
Animal.
Ah.
Best part of the second hour was him beating on that pedal.
I suppose it wasn't like the entire way through the match because he just goes apeshit and doesn't stop.
Okay. Matchup was, you know, quick little matchup between the two, and then Beaker showed back up.
Yeah, interesting way to do the good old missed spot.
It wasn't as funny without Sheamus. You just couldn't have Beaker without Sheamus.
No, but it still worked, which is good. He gave him the magic energy drink, soon to be, you know, part of the wellness policy. But the drink spinned the face of Jack Swagger, blinded him, and then bam! The 1-2-3 on the pin. Santino Marella pins Jack Swagger. We then move on to our next matchup. Zack Ryder versus Dolph Ziggler. What do you guys think?
So I'm noticing that for the last few weeks, Dolph Ziggler has been pinned by Zack Ryder several times, and now we have Jack Swagger getting pinned by Santino Marella. These guys are just kind of getting, well, I don't think necessarily really buried, but they're making them lose to people every week. I'm kind of wondering who they pissed off.
I don't think they pissed off anybody. Because if you take a look, it's sure, Ryder is winning time and time again, but when it comes down to the title shot, Ryder gets absolutely buried.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a weird 50-50 between the two.
They're actually having a program.
A feud? Oh my god.
What is that?
That'd be the things we debate about Sunday nights on Wild Talk Radio. Rest Talk Radio. Whatever!
You screwed up your own damn plug. Good job.
Hey, I'm out of practice, motherfucker.
Oh, you've been back for, you know, two shows now.
You should. I was going to say, you missed, what, one show since you retired? Or stepped away?
No, he's missed two or three. Mm. God, we're going to miss him. Zack Ryder beat Dolph Ziggler, as we mentioned. We then moved on back from the break. We came back, and it's been announced Kevin Nash has re-signed with WWE.
Oh, look, they're really hot-shotting this damn thing as quickly as possible.
So basically he's done filming whatever movie he was filming, and now he's coming back.
Pretty much. But they lost the opportunity to do the Triple H has to do whatever laryngitis says to get Nash reinstated storyline. But then again, they're already starting to do that thing with CM Punk. So,
you can't really do it twice and all that fun stuff. And Triple H has said...
WWE loves repeating storylines.
I'm going to say, really?
Yeah. But Triple H did say do whatever it takes to get him back, so... That's probably where they're going to go with that. So he got something out of the deal. You never know what it could possibly be. That they'll probably pull out, you know, at some random time when they need a stipulation. We then had Michael Cole announce that we're not going to get the Michael Cole challenge this week. Damn.
Yeah, I was actually wanting to see how well they screw over JR with this.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting JR to come on top of whatever it was they were going to do. They're just going to make JR look bad some more.
They flew him in and everything.
Yeah, according to him on Twitter, he was there in Atlanta. They just said they didn't need him.
I think they ran along. I don't know that for sure, but...
That's what I would guess.
Because, you know, they promoted throughout the show, and... I think they looked at the clock. Oh, crap, it's 10:50 and we have two segments left. Let's cut one of them.
And they could have cut Cole, but they cut JR.
Yeah. Anyway, we then get to our... Oh, wait, no, before our main event, more Muppets.
You know, the only thing worse than listening to Michael Cole is Nothing!
Good one.
Yeah. We're almost in sync.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Piggy, when you asked me to come in here, didn't you say you wanted to talk about something?
Talk? Oh, I suppose we could talk. How about over dinner after the show?
I'd love to go out with you, Piggy, but I have plans. I have this friend, though, who's totally free.
Really? Huh. Is he as good looking as you? What the? Huh? What are you doing? What are you showing me?
Mm-hmm. Oh!
Look at that, I'm so pretty, aren't I? Wait. Huh? What are you doing? No! Oh my goodness, such a hornswoggle. Are you okay? What?
You.
And I thought our show was weird. Uh-oh. Can we talk about this? What a freak. Jeez.
Hey, Waldorf. John Cena's next.
You can't see me.
I can't see anything.
Well, he's going to be wrestling The Miz, so consider yourself lucky. I think I'm feeling dizzy. I'm
and there was the Muppets.
And that was the last of the Muppets, unfortunately.
That was the last of the Muppets, yeah.
At least we know now that Hornswoggle survived the ring destruction of Ventus.
Yeah.
Everybody was so worried at Vengeance that, oh my god, Hornswoggle's dead. Nope, he's alive. He's okay.
And he got new tattoos just this week.
Yes. Due to the Muppets being there.
Yes. And that got him on TV.
Yeah.
Wonder if he didn't get the tattoos if he would have been on TV.
Well, didn't he have two tattoos? I think, because it actually made it on the TMZ. And apparently he had two tattoos already, and he just added three more, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's the news that was going around.
Yeah, well. Good to see Hornswoggle every once in a while.
Yeah. And we knew we were going to get a karate chop from Miss Piggy at some point. Would have been better if she did it to Vicky Guerrero, but meh.
We got it to Hornswoggle instead. And
that went straight into his nuts, I think.
Yeah.
Poor bastard.
And he loved it.
Yeah.
He's Hornswoggle. He'll, you know, they love weird things. I don't know. But poor John Morrison. He, you know.
Well, at least he didn't get pinned this week.
By a Muppet. That was a great tweet by Jim Malino tonight. If you don't follow Jim Malino on Twitter, please do. He puts out some, you know, good tweets every once in a while. And he had a good one tonight. He asked, which Muppet will John Morrison job to?
Right, I saw that.
I was waiting for it.
You know, he's really low on the totem pole. Just a little bit. Anyway, as the Muppet said, John Cena was in action against The Miz.
Yeah.
There was talk about having those two call commentary, which would have been so much better than what we actually got.
Yeah, it would have, but I was waiting for it. I figured, okay, it'll be during the Santino. No, it wasn't during the Santino. It'll be during Zach. No, it didn't quite happen during either one of those matches. But we got John Cena defeating The Miz after, you know, a fan. Wait, it wasn't a fan. It was R-Truth.
Yes, because, you know, fans wear wrestling boots.
And you know they sell those R-Truth pants, right? On every street corner. Any fan could have had a pair of those.
Oh, of course. You go up you go into any neighborhood, they're selling them on the streets.
Well, anyway. At least we know Crime Time still have jobs.
Yeah. So that ended the show. John Cena standing tall with the scream mask, and that's it. That was Monday Night Raw in a nutshell.
So some crap in Cena won, yeah.
The Muppets were good. The rest of the show was eh.
Well, it was better than a couple weeks ago where it was shitty. It's getting back on the right track.
Yeah, true.
We are now on the rise, not on the decline. So,
but the real question now is, and this is the one you posed to me at the start of the Night Rock, does this rate up there with some of the guest hosts that have done really well in the past, like Bob Barker?
That's tough. Because I really like Bob Barker. He really did a great job.
Yeah, he did a great job.
Shaq was good.
You just can't do it all the time. I mean, when they were trying to do it every week, it was awful.
Yeah.
Like, you got a movie to plug? But you don't know shit about wrestling? You never watched WWE? Sure, come be on our show. No.
No, I would put it in the top 7, maybe. Top 5, top 7.
I'd probably put it in the top 5. Only because of the interaction between the wrestlers and the Muppets was well done in the most part.
Yeah.
They took advantage of the characters that they had available.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what you needed. Yeah. So.
And for once, they actually did what was entertaining, not what they usually do. Like, I just kind of I was honestly afraid that they wouldn't do the Seamus Beaker thing. I was genuinely afraid they wouldn't do that.
Right.
So they actually did something that people wanted to see, which is rare.
Yeah.
Plus, at the same time, it wasn't one of these situations that they do with every other person who's come in who has a movie to plug. You know, they'll give them a segment in the middle of the show where they come out and go, I'm having great time here at the Tuesday Night Mayhem. I don't know the name of the show or the company I'm with, but go see my movie! We didn't really get that moment. We did get Cole plugging the Muppet movie with a short trailer, and that was it. The rest was just pure interaction with the characters and the wrestlers.
Right. We didn't get any Summerfest references.
Summerfest. Yep.
That we stayed away from Summerfest. One final thing before we go for the evening, because we're done overall. CM Punk made some comments this week, and I want to play it, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. So take a listen to this.
I introduced, who intro'd me?
You used Jericho's line.
I was intro'd as the best in the world at what I do, which is not me. That's another guy. Yeah, that's another guy. He's the best in the world at what he does. I'm just the best in the world.
He ain't doing it.
I am not trying to dance with celebrities or anything like that.
Well, at least he's trying to distance himself between the Jericho thing.
Yeah.
Well, you guys know that you totally ripped off Chris Jericho with the whole being male thing, right? Seriously. Every time anyone does something, oh, you're ripping off Chris Jericho. It's like, whatever. I don't even follow him anymore. It got so old.
Jericho. Yeah. Jericho had a response. What's worse, dancing with celebrities or playing with Muppets?
Dancing with Celebrities.
I'm Dancing with Celebrities. I'm going to say the same thing to Chris Jericho that I said to The Rock. You know, for everything that you guys say about John Cena, and it is all true, you know, at least John Cena shows up every week. And it's the same thing with Punk. I mean, even if Punk wasn't as over as he is, at least he's not, you know, at least he's showing up and is on TV every week and not criticizing everyone from afar. Seriously, dude, get over yourself.
All right. This may seem far stretched, and it just came to me. Chris Jericho wins the Royal Rumble, faces WWE Champion CM Punk.
No.
No?
No. Why waste such an honor on someone who doesn't give a shit about the business, who has basically trashed an entire roster for a company that he used to work for, and a guy who is the biggest fucking crybaby on the planet, until his music tour fails and he goes crawling back for money. That's the one thing that gets to me about guys like The Rock and Jericho. They will go and trash the business that made them famous until their little side projects fall in the dust and they need emergency money, or they need to get themselves back in the spotlight to get people to go to their little side projects.
Right. You know,
this isn't the first time that Jericho has done this type of behavior. He'll go, oh, now Fozzy's the big thing in my life. I need to go and do that. When their tour fails, what happens? I'm coming back to wrestling.
And then, well, how many
successful? I'm going back to Fozzy.
How many people who go to those Fozzy shows like him for his musical ability? Seriously. How many people are going to those events to see Chris Jericho the wrestler as opposed to Chris Jericho the musician?
I would say a lot more go for the band and the wrestler.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm skeptical. I mean, just
Is a cross market, yes, but I think people just go for Jericho. Like, I've had plenty of friends who were Jericho fans when he was wrestling go to a Fozzy show, and all they said was, it was good to see Chris Jericho live, the music was okay.
Okay.
So it's just a way for them to see the guy that they liked on television.
And I mean, and that's fine. It's just, it's like you said about The Rock. You know, The Rock came back and said all this stuff about, you know, oh, I left the WWE, went to Hollywood for the WWE to show that WWE people can act. I'm like, screw you, dude. You went to Hollywood, I mean, because you didn't want to end up in a wheelchair, and that's fine, but don't make it sound like you did it for us, dude. You did it for you.
Well, how many times did The Rock turn around and go, I don't want to have my movies billed as The Rock. I want to use Dwayne Johnson. I want to break out from The Rock role and be seen as myself as a credible actor. And how many times when he was asked, will you come back to wrestling, has he gone, no, I don't need it anymore.
And then when he does finally come back, he has the nerve to say, oh, I'm never leaving again. And then when someone called him out on it, he said, oh, well, it's unfortunate that people took it that way to mean I was never going to leave the WWE again. Well, I hear you say you're never going to leave the WWE again. So, of course, they're going to jump to that conclusion. But I didn't buy it.
Yeah. Well, I ended up writing two columns about the exact thing that he said and how he acted in the weeks after. And I've said it once, and I'll say it again until WrestleMania. This is not The Rock. This is Dwayne Johnson playing another role.
Right.
With that being said, this has been the Super Terrific Raw post show for October.
Right.
Happy Halloween! We did a show.
Happy Halloween.
Expect our next show possibly on Christmas.
You say that now, but it might be true. I think, yeah. Shit. CB Radio falls on Christmas Eve. Oh, shit. Anyway.
We make no promises, basically.
Yeah, if you demand it, we'll do it. I don't know.
We will never leave the WTR again. We're just like The Rock. Which you won't see us again for a while.
Yeah, the next time you see The Rock on WWE TV, well, no, that's not true. He'll be back in, what, 3 weeks?
2 weeks. Never. 2 weeks, yeah.
Come on. Yeah, I want a day off, so.
Yeah.
Usually, I'll be actually making my money properly.
Yeah. tomorrow night, right here on this very network, it is Online World Wrestling Radio with Al Mojic. He has Becky Bayless on the program, along with the man who will be performing at Canadian All-Pro Wrestling's first event, Onslaught, Hotshot Gianni Devine. Go to CanadianAllPro.com to buy tickets to that event. See, I shield for Tim.
And for those of you wondering who the hell Becky Bayless is, shame on you. You might have actually seen her on TNA as Cookie, and you might have actually seen her in places like WSU and Shimmer, where she actually wrestles for a friggin' living and does a damn good job of it.
Exactly. Wednesday night, I believe we're doing OTL.
Fucked if I know. I'm not on that show anymore.
Right. Thinking. Hopefully we're doing OTL on Wednesday. Follow us on Facebook all week because I'll be...
Hey, wait.
No,
there's that little show on the 5th that seems to be having a little celebration.
Mace, listen to my plug and then, you know...
No.
Yes.
I don't want to listen to the plug.
Yes. Follow us on Facebook all week long because this Saturday is the 200th episode of CB Radio on Facebook at facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. I'll be putting up old CB Radio episodes. It's CB Radio Week on Facebook, and we're going to, you know, play old shows so you can catch up on all the great moments about CB Radio.
Yeah, congratulations on pulling that one out of your ass, Rock.
That's where I was going.
Bullshit.
I posted the first ever CB Radio this evening, so check it out, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. But catch us for a 200th episode of CB Radio this Saturday night at midnight-ish. We'll have a few people on the program and all that fun stuff. So join me, Rob Parks, Subway, and a couple others for some fun. Jackie?
Yes?
When is your next podcast?
We're actually doing our next episode this coming Wednesday. We've gotten some really good feedback, so we're going bi-monthly. So if Alan can stay awake long enough, we're going to be recording another one this coming Wednesday.
I'd slip some coffee near him soon. Might keep him awake. Sunday night, it's Wrestle Talk Radio live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We may or may not have Justin Credible. We're going to try to get him back on the program as he was out without power over the weekend.
Which is
why we could not speak to him last evening. So, that's that. Jackie Feist is on Twitter at twitter.com/JackieFeist. He's at The Mace Thing. Follow, my name is Wojcik. Follow Canadian All Pro. Follow Wild Talk Radio. Follow Rob Parks at CB Radio GOE. There's probably nothing on there, but he has a Twitter now, so hound him on Twitter. And CBRadio.EWAZone.com for CB Radio stuff and our shop. I could rant about sizzling sauces and, you know, other things, but I'm not going to. This has been the Raw Post Show live on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you the next time Raw's interesting enough to talk about it after the fact. Good night, everybody. The cult of personality.